Sometimes news flashes by so quickly we don't recognize real history. Rahm Emanuel was elected mayor of Chicago Tuesday. Any name that isn't daily in that office ranks as history, though with Bill Daley becoming White House chief of staff just as his brother, Richard M. Daley leaves City Hall, the Daley name will stay at least as prominent in the news as Charlie Sheen's. Rahm Emanuel, of course, was the White House chief of staff who preceded Bill Daley. He's also a former Democratic operative and Illinois congressman who was famed and more than little feared for both his temper and wit. He won 40 of Chicago's 50 wards. But as the dust and clutter of a tough campaign settles, the most remarkable feature of this election may be that the vote did not break down along ethnic lines. The U.S. Census puts the white population of Chicago at about 40%, African Americans at 33%, and Hispanics, of varying races and national origins, at 27% and growing. Mr. Emanuel won about 54% of the vote. Gary Chico, a former Chicago school board chief and who has Mexican heritage, won about 25%. Carol Mosley Braun, who was the first black woman in the U.S. Senate and was endorsed for mayor by a coalition of African American leaders, won just 9%, as did Miguel Duvalier, the city clerk who was born in Puerto Rico. Clearly, a lot of African Americans and Hispanics voted for Rahm Emanuel. If you take a look at the results from Northside wards, where many Jewish voters live, a good number of Jews voted for Gary Chico, even though Mr. Emanuel will be Chicago's first Jewish mayor, and that's also a bit of history. When I was growing up in Chicago, there were still apartment buildings, they were called restricted, that kept out Jews. I spoke to an accomplished Chicago ward poll this week who found all of this amazing. "We've usually kept score ethnically here," he said. "We'd say things like, the Poles will vote this way, the Mexicans will vote that way, Lithuanians won't vote for a black, blacks won't vote for a Jew, and Puerto Ricans won't vote for a Cuban. But now, everyone's up for grabs. You can't label anyone." Rahm Emanuel had a few incomparable advantages, including an enormous campaign fund, fattened by celebrity admirers, and his association with President Obama, whose own election 2 years ago might help us see what happened in his hometown this week. Chicago still suffers from stark residential segregation that is apparent in every crime and unemployment report. Race still counts. It just doesn't win as many votes as it used to. You're listening to NPR News.